everybody, and welcome to a new episode of our very own podcast, Tibetas. And I can't do this on my own, so I'm really, really glad that she's here. Hi, Steffi.
Hi, Clarissa. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm fine, too. Yeah.
That's good to hear. So, here we are for a new episode today. I'm also always so glad that it's Sunday so that we can do this.
Oh, yeah. And should we talk before what's happened in the social network with Jennifer and Lowell?
Because there's a lot is going on right now, and I really liked it.
Yeah, I like it too. I was so happy when I saw the photo from Lowell when she had the mask and made a picture from the set. And he said she has a big hair, and yeah,
it was really, really great. Cute. It was like she said, like, big hair don't care, and it was like, yeah, you have nice big hair, it fits you very well. And that means that she's still on the Our Generation Q. And we also, well, I follow Rosie O'Donnell on Instagram, and I think you too. She also posted something that she was leaving the set, and Laurel and Jennifer both reacted on it, and I was like, oh my god, that means Rosie's already gone. Well, my Tibet heart was like full of love at the moment, because I felt like, is there maybe a little bit bad Antina? But I don't know. What do you think?
I hope so much. I hope it's really that bad can win her back. I hope.
Me too. And
I think we can a little bit waiting for.
Yeah, me too.
But maybe they started an affair like they have with Bette and Jody when they were cute. That were awesome.
That would be really, really great if that happened. So, and I saw a post from Jen also on Instagram with Rosie together. I was like, okay, it was kind of weird, but I really liked it because Rosie is like a very nice person, and I think they were like getting along, those two, because Jen's like a very sweet person, Laurel's a very sweet person, and Rosie also, so
I think they had a lot of fun.
I think so too. If you would look at how they looked on the pictures, they would probably have a lot of fun, and that's good.
I think so.
But I don't think there was like nothing more from them, or did I miss something?
Have you got seen the hashtag to the photo from Jennifer and Rosie?
No, I missed something. Because she
had a night. She had a hashtag where she wrote, "Bette's worst nightmare."
Oh my god! Yes. Oh god! It was so good. I was like, yes, you are Bette's worst nightmare because you have been Tina. That was a really good one. I really laughed really loud. And the fun fact was, when I was looking at it, I wasn't at home. I was just like walking outside. And people will look at you because they don't get it if you're laughing out loud just when you're outside. But
so.
But for me it was funny. So yeah, that was a good hashtag.
I think it's funny too.
You would have laughed at me too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. I can be very nice.
I know. So, well, today's episode is about... You're going to tell me.
The commands from Lowell and Rachel.
Oh my god!
I know something. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
But it's the same with my phone also. When I write something to you with Jennifer, my phone went all the time. Give me Rachel, and I think, no, but was talking about Jennifer, but okay.
Just Rachel's like the very common word you really use a lot, so.
Yeah.
But today, yeah, we're talking about the comments Jen and Lou have, so.
Yeah.
Well. I think the first one is like they are really into animals because they both have dogs and they both can ride some horses and everything. So
yeah,
that's really, really cute, I think, because yeah, if you have that in common with one of your friends, it's like very good.
Yeah, and I think the funniest thing was once time where they were on the elf convention and somebody asked them in what for a movie or in which movie they want took a vowel, and Lou said in a western movie and Jennifer said it also, and it was funny because they are so pauses. And yeah,
I could see them together in a western movie, definitely.
Yeah, me too. But not as a cowgirl. I think Lou would fit more in a bar.
Yes, that would be very good. Why?
Yes,
not?
I was fine.
No, that would be a very good one. I have to agree with you. But what would Jen do then in a western movie?
She read a cowgirl where rescued Lou for the bad guys then.
Oh, that's like so sweet. I totally can't imagine that. That's like really sweet. Yeah, she could totally do that. She's that badass girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. So.
And then she rides away with Lou on the horse.
Yeah. Oh, yes. They should make that movie. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, they both like horses. They kept like riding them. Mm-hmm. But they got dogs also.
Yeah.
But I think Laurel is more from like the small dogs. And Jen is more like into bigger dogs. Am I right?
Yeah. Like me. I am more into the little dogs also, actually.
Yeah, I have a cat. And I'm really not a cat person. But I have a cat. She's really nice. But if I would pick a dog, it wouldn't be like a small one. I would. Yeah, you know, I would probably pick a husky or a Dalmatian. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So I'm but it's like, funny, Owa. We had the same, like Lou and Chen.
Yeah, it is. is because like Lou has like two dogs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bentley and Mr. Mosley, right?
Yeah.
They are so
cute.
Yes, they are. And Jan has like a big dog, but I don't know his name because the dog she had before was named Rudy, which mm-hmm. she had on the Outward. And on the Outward she had two dogs. Did you know that?
Yeah, I remember that she gave the other dog the girl who played Auntie, right?
Yeah, that's true. Oh my god, yeah, that's true. And the most funny part is that Laurel came for an audition for being on Tina Canard, and she had to be in the trailer of Jennifer. And she had two dogs, right? She had two dogs, and they were like very protective mm-hmm. for Jennifer. And mm-hmm. Laura was the only one who could come near to her, and the dog didn't bark.
That's a sign.
That is really a sign. I know that it was like really the Tibet thing we were looking for, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But that dog was called Rudy back then, but I'm not sure the dog she has now what his name is, but he's big, that's for sure. Not like Lou's dogs. So
maybe it's a German Shepherd dog.
Yeah, it could be. Yes. I'm not sure, but it was a big dog, that's for sure.
Yeah. Bigger than Lou's.
Definitely. And what do they have more in common?
They are both mothers.
Yes, and they both have daughters because well, Jen has one daughter and Lou has two.
Yeah. So,
and you know, the most funny thing is, right, when Laura got Lola, a year after, Jennifer got Ella.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and I read a long time ago that she put something down that she was really excited for the pregnancy and the birth of Lola, and that Laurel gave her that feeling that she could do it too.
Mm-hmm. And really?
Yeah.
But that's really cute.
Yeah, she was like, oh my god, Laurel has a child. And Jennifer was like a little bit older than Laurel, of course. I think she was like 40 or 41 she got Ella, so that's like in my eyes a little bit late for children, but that's me. And yeah, maybe she just needed some courage from a very dear friend to get children.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. And but when we see they give another point with her daughters, but it's the same actually, because Ella ends on A,
yes.
Lola ends on A, Nala ends on A, and they have 3 L.
Oh my god. And all the names are short. Like
four
letters. So mm-hmm. that's also kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have a lot in common. It's not okay.
yeah, and I guess that Ella can be have a dark face, maybe?
Oh, because...
Like,
oh.
And Nala have it too?
Yeah. Also, Nala is like biracial, of course. And Jennifer is biracial. But we never saw a picture of Ella. So we can't be sure about how she looks, of course. But yeah, she must be a little bit darker than her dad, because the father of Ella is of course white, and Jennifer is like half white, half black, so she wouldn't be like very dark from skin, I guess. But yeah, Nala and Ella would look like each other. That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Friends.
Yes. Oh my god, that's really cute. I never thought about it that way. But yeah. I was looking for what they have more in common. Maybe you know something else.
I'm thinking about right now. They were played on the Albert.
That's also true. That's also true. They both played on the Albert, a very good lesbian couple. That's why they fit so well together.
And was it the same where they were at Castle? Lou was before, and then was Jennifer?
Yeah. First one was Laurel on Castle, and she didn't end it very well in Castle, I guess. And Jennifer also not, because she played like that very badass girl who worked for the FBI, but it wasn't.
Yeah, she was the badass, and then she must die.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Fuck.
That's always a thing. They must die in another series, and that's not okay. But yeah, Jen deserved it. Be honest.
Lou hadn't never played a role who died, actually.
Not in Angel 2? She didn't die in Angel, right?
No.
No, but she was really bad at the moment because she had like bruises everywhere, and
she was so a badass. She was more badass than Jennifer in Castle.
Definitely, she was like very good at her fight scenes and everything. Yes. Well, they had a thing in common because they both lived in LA back then, but that isn't anymore because Laurel still lives in LA, but not Jennifer anymore because she lives in Vancouver, Canada. So that's a shame. They had that in common. That's over now. Ha. Yeah.
So, you must talk to them. The same neighborhood, please.
Yeah, that would be very good. And with Rachel and it, and
Kate and Lisa and Mia.
That would be awesome. Really awesome. So,
with Rachel, it can be a little bit complicated.
Yeah, Rachel lives in England, of course. So that's not really easy, no. So, but she will move. That's no problem for Rachel. She just take everyone with her and going to America.
Yeah. Yeah, she must.
But yeah. So that would be, yeah. But that's our imagination. I don't think it's gonna work out that way, but yeah. I could see it, definitely.
It's really nice when you all get back together. And the funny thing where when they moved all in the same neighborhood from Kate and Lisa.
Oh yes, they would have parties all night long, I guess.
Where we're talking about like about the kids right now, Kate and Lisa having kids, or
No, they don't have kids, Kate and Alicia, so that's what they have in common. So
So actually it is Lou, Jennifer, Mia, Erwin, and Rachel will have child. Oh?
Does Mia have a child?
I guess. I thought I saw something on Instagram with kids.
Ooh, I've never saw that before. You I'm know not more sure. than me. You
I'm know not more sure. than me.
I don't see Mia really as a mother. I don't know why.
Yeah, me too. Because yeah. She's Jenny, and Jenny isn't good for kids.
Not really, no. No, not really. And I think they still have the other thing in common, Jen and Lou, that they're both like really funny. And because when you look at the elk conventions, they are well like very played into together, like making jokes to each other. And,
yeah.
And
have you seen the one where Lou wear the pink hat?
Of course, I've seen that one multiple times.
I mean, Jennifer was really into it. She loved, and Rachel looked so. What the fuck? What are you doing? And yeah,
that was like really funny. Yeah, I have to agree. And but they also like both kind of like artists, because Jennifer's really into the photography and Laurel is into the painting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also a thing they have in common.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
A good one.
Yeah, I just thought about it right now. I'm only wondering if Laurel can sing. Do you know that?
I'm wondering too about, because I never saw her singing.
Me neither. And because Jen can sing, of course, pretty okay. I was wondering if Laurel could do that too.
Hmm. I'm not sure, but maybe. When she isn't alone on the in the shower, maybe then.
I think everybody's a great singer then under the shower.
Of course.
Me too, actually. So, that would be quite funny. And they were like both very young when they started getting famous. And I think Laurel was like 20. And Jennifer also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
They both got famous when they were 20. So that's also a thing that they were like having in common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And.
But Laurel worked, I guess, more in movies, and Jennifer more in shows before the L word. Oh.
Well, I think so too, because, well, not before the L word, Jennifer did also more movies than shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe they have another common.
Yeah, because after the L word, a lot of shows were coming up for Jennifer. She had like Proof and Taken and a lot of series, The Swamp Thing. But Laurel started instead to go also on shows, but also movies, right?
After the L word, I guess she had not anymore so much movies. I guess no movies, but more shows then. And then she stopped her.
Yeah, she stopped more like her painting career.
after.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I guess after Castle.
Or? Yeah, she. What we heard on the pen spot is that she really needed the money. That she was on Castle, of course. And when mm-hmm. she told her that it was awful to be on Castle, I was like, oh, poor Lou. And mm-hmm. Yeah, she really needed the money, and then she started her painting career. Definitely.
Yes. Yeah. Mhm.
But also Jennifer started more to get to make more pictures. So Jennifer was also a little bit quiet about being in shows and movies.
Yeah, and maybe she want enjoying more her family time, maybe.
Yeah. Definitely, and that's something Laurel also wanted, because I think when she divorced from Paul, she had a really, really rough time. That's also a thing they have in common. They both have been a divorced woman.
Yeah, right. They are. Yeah. They have both the second marriage.
Also, oh my god, yeah. Because well, that's something we aren't sure about, if Laurel is still with that one guy, because it's a long time ago. But yeah, they are both married for a second time. Laurel, of course, with Paul the first time she was divorced, and yeah, and Jennifer had a 10-year marriage with. God, I forgot his name. Before Ken, who? Oh God, what was his name?
Was it Alexander?
Yes, but do you know his last name?
Rockwell?
Yeah, Alexander Rockwell. Very good, babe. Thank you. Alexander Rockwell. It was her first one. She had married before for 10 years, but as far as I know, Laurel was also married for 10 years.
Yeah, true.
And then she divorced Paul Macquarie.
Mhm.
That's also a thing that I'm like, that's
what's
weird.
What's happened there?
Definitely weird. Yeah. But yeah, that's also a thing they have in common, both divorced and both getting remarried. I wish they were married to each other. Oh God, I said that out loud. I'm sorry. Yes, but I think that's also a thing they have. No, because Jennifer is like really straight, and Laurel always said she was bisexual, but not anymore, because the last time I read an interview, she identified it herself as straight. So
yeah, but if I'm honest, I'm not sure about that. It's so true what they say us.
Yeah, we think about it a little bit different. Because, to be honest, the chemistry between Jennifer and Laurel is, like, big. Because you see that in the Elwood. And sometimes I really have that feeling that they didn't play it, but that it was for real, of course.
Yeah. And I've heard some gossip that Lou should have something with Carolina. They played Marina, and Jennifer should have also something with Alexandra, who played Dylan, and with Jodie Foster.
That's also what I heard.
Yeah.
Jennifer with Jodie Foster, because it was before Alexandra Henderson was with Jodie Foster. But what I also heard is that Jennifer had something with Elizabeth Berkley, who was also in the Elwood play, who played Kelly Wentworth.
You've heard it, really? Mm-hmm. I... I thought about it in an interview that was so close, and Jennifer looked all the time at her, and they loved so much, and when they played in the movie, don't ask me after the name, I forgot it, of course.
What's your daughter?
But they played best friends or something. Mm-hmm. And I shipped them so hard.
But I must say that movie that called Roger Dodger, of course. Jennifer gives the young guy his first kiss. And mm-hmm. you must have seen Elizabeth's face back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was like,
her face, everything.
Absolutely. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is good. You're a little bit jealous, but okay.
Yeah. But I mean, it would fitting because they were very besties in this time.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lou and Shen. And then they have, I think they have not so great connection anymore, like in the past. No. Like the same with Lou.
Yeah, I must say the friendship between Lou and Jennifer and between Jennifer and Elizabeth is kind of like the same. They are mm-hmm. like, they were like best friends and they really liked each other. Mm-hmm. But yeah, after the show and everything, it was kind of gone.
Mm-hmm.
I still yeah. think that's really sad between Jen and Lou because they were like really cute together.
Mm-hmm.
And but now they're back on the Elwood Generation Q, Jennifer and Lou. They mm-hmm. are giving each other reactions on their Instagram pages. And mm-hmm. that never happened before.
Yeah.
So that's also a good sign that they may be become friends again.
It's very nice, yeah, of course, sure.
Yeah, why not? We should
yeah,
definitely have them back together.
I mean, they were now 100% better friends than as a love pupil.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they have so great chemistry, really.
Yeah, definitely. Their chemistry is like big.
Mm-hmm. Very, very, very big.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And that's why they should come back as friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look at Carmen and Shane. They were also... They had a great chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Tasha and Alice had also a great chemistry, but I think it's a shame that we nothing heard from Rose.
No, it's like I really and you know that, and I know you like Tasha and Alice. Like they fit like really good together because they were like endgame, like T-Bad is and Dylan and Helena yeah. are. And I read back then that Rose would be on the pen spot, but that didn't happen yet.
So. I guess one time, one day, where we opened the social networks. And then we see Rose's face, and then we listen to Pantsport, and yeah, she's there.
We have that with Laurel too.
Yeah, I mean, everybody waits now for Rose.
Yeah.
And for Pam also.
Oh my god, yeah, Pam, we need Pam Grier. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's,
yeah.
And I think I would love to hear Pam more than Rose. I don't know why. Because
I really liked Rose also, but yeah, Pam is Kit, and we just need Kit. There's no Kit anymore in the Elwood Generation Q, what made me really angry. And
yeah, me too.
Yes, we need Pam Grier. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they should come together, Rose and Pam, in one episode of the Pam Spot. That would be very cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And very funny.
I think so too, yeah. But I also need to say that I would really like that Jennifer and Laurel were together on the Pam Spot.
Yes. Yes. I never thought about it because I was happy that they were on the pen spot. And now while you say it, yes.
Yeah, that would have been so great because I really liked the episode with Jennifer. That was really great. I loved, to be honest, I'm really, you know, like, and everybody of our listeners know that I'm like a really big Jennifer Beals fan. But having Laurel on the pen spot made me even more happier than Jennifer being on the pen spot because I never expected that Laurel would be there.
Yeah, I thought she's so busy with her art that she never do it. Yeah. But I guess we can say thank you to Corona maybe because she can do nothing with the exhibition or something.
Yeah, she can only
can't travel.
Yeah. Well, that's the only good thing Corona brought us, I guess.
Yeah. I guess Corona brought us Laurel back to the Elwood.
Yes. Definitely, because it was as far as I know that Laurel would have come back to the Elwood Generation Q for only that episode from season one.
Mm-hmm. But
now instead Corona is there. She had a lot of time.
Yeah.
And that's why she said yes for the Elwood Generation Q, of course. Oh my god, I never thought about it that way.
Yes. I thought about it a month ago after she was on the pens. Because I read an interview where she said she loved Tina and Beth.
Yes.
But she don't want to come back because she loved her art more or something.
True.
And I thought, oh my gosh, no. And then she was on the pen spot and I thought, okay, thank you, Corona. And then she come back to the Elwood and I said, thank you, Corona.
Yes. I must say, you know, when Laurel appeared on the pen spot, that Rachel was coming in between that you have, if you didn't want to know that Laurel came back on the Elwood, that you needed to skip a little bit of the episode. And I was like, I don't need to skip. I want to hear it. And yeah, that's the good thing about Corona.
But actually, we were spoiled before we listened to the episode because everybody on Twitter posted it. Oh, Lou, come back onto the L word. And
I was so mad back then.
Yeah, me too. I want text and then, yeah, Lou comes back. But I was thinking of the other one.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, all the surprise were away.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, it's good to hear that Laurel is back on the Elwood Generation Q. But I wanted to hear it myself and not on the social medias.
Yeah, because I want to scream. I won't be happy in this moment, but if I'm honest, I wasn't because I knew it and I thought, yeah, she's back.
Yay.
But I wasn't so excited about in this moment because I knew it before. And
Yeah. That was kind of a sad thing.
Yeah. But okay.
We know she's back and she's still in the L word because, yeah, Rosie, already went away, so
I have that little hope. And I think you too, that Tibet is back.
Yeah. I hope, really. And I were happy if it's only a kiss, because everything starts with a kiss.
Definitely.
And yeah. So I were really happy when it's only the kiss, and over that bad fight about her, and I don't know, that we see, okay, it gives the hope for Twitch to come back, and yeah,
that's all we need, I guess. Really. And yeah, what you said, it all starts with a kiss, and it don't have to be that really big passionate kiss, just one fast one. It also started in season 4 with one fast one, and it leads to more, so why not? So
yeah,
what I was thinking about is, today it's Valentine's Day, and we didn't saw anything from Laurel and Jennifer that they got like Valentine's presents. I think they should send them their sells something to Jennifer, to Laurel, and Laurel to Jennifer. That would be very cool. So
absolutely. Yeah. I would laughing when they post later something. Oh, I get something from Jennifer to Valentine. And Jennifer goes, I get something from Lou.
Oh, that would be so cute. So nah, I don't think it's gonna happen, but still, I think the listeners, I wish them also a very happy Valentine's Day, because it's always a day of love. I always think a little bit about Valentine's Day. It's cute, it's nice, but I love my girl all the whole year, not only special on Valentine's Day. So but still, for everybody, a happy Valentine's Day.
For me too, happy Valentine's.
Oh, that's really sweet. Happy Valentine's Day to you too.
Yes, so, to you too.
Oh, thank you, that's really sweet. I'm not quite sure if we have more things to discuss about.
I knew something what they have in common too.
Tell me.
They are travel a lot.
Oh yeah, and they love to go on hikes and everything. Yes. And as far as I know, that they both are really into nature, because of the hikes and walks and everything they do.
Yeah, that's why, because of the dogs, with the horses and everything, and with the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And they both love Paris a lot. So they both...
Really?
Yeah, because as far as I remember, that Laurel has been there a couple of times, and Jennifer also.
Really? Yeah. And why don't you tell me this?
it just came up in my mind. I'm so sorry, because Laurel was there with her oldest daughter, with Lola, of course, and Jennifer was there with one of her friends.
So. And so the flu.
No, it wasn't with Lou, babe. It wasn't. It's sad, but it wasn't. This, they both have Europe, I guess. Yeah. It's sad. I know. Just...
Yeah.
But okay.
I'm sad now. Then they were not together in Paris.
Yeah, that would be so much more lovely, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, how Rachel said, gay Perry.
Oh, gay Perry, absolutely. Well, yeah, Paris is kind of like good for the gay people. That's something for sure. So that's maybe they were going there, Jennifer and Laurel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should destroy everything right now where you think I went to get out in Paris.
I'm still thinking about that. Aww. But no, they weren't together in Paris, but they both have been there. So,
yeah. But maybe they have another something in common, because I'm not sure that it's really real. Stupid things. Because Jennifer were partaken in Berlin, but I'm not sure that it can be made in the studios. I'm absolutely not sure. But Laurel was in Berlin also.
For an exposition.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's true. Can they speak German both?
No. I knew that Lou can did absolutely not. yeah, but I'm not sure that Jennifer can it.
A little bit.
That's more your ex topic.
Well, Jennifer can talk a little bit of lots of languages, because she speaks French, Italian, German, Japanese, of course English. So mm-hmm. Yeah, Jen is more like the girl from the languages, and I think Laurel isn't.
Yeah, so. I never saw Laurel speaking another language.
Me neither.
I know. With Rachel in.
Yeah.
I guess it was Paris also, because there were a convention, and Lou said goodbye in English, of course, and Rachel tried to speak in French.
True.
Very good. For a person who can't actually speak French, he was really good. And so I was wondering, but yeah, maybe she can't.
No, I think Laura can't talk another language than only English, I guess. And Rachel can talk a little bit German, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And French, of course. English. Yeah. And Jen also. I think Rachel and Jen have that in common.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really nice. So, yeah.
Rachel could teach Lou that Lou can speak with Jen in French or in German or Japanese or I don't know.
Yeah, that would be very cool. So, yeah. But, do we have more? Did we forget something?
I'm thinking about.
Not really, no.
Mm-mm.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, I think we are at the end of our episode then. It's a little bit shorter than normal, but it was like a hard topic also. But I think we found a lot of things they have in common.
Yeah.
So.
But that I thought at the beginning, oh, we have only two comments with the dogs and the horses.
No. There was more eventually, so that's great.
Maybe something, but we don't know.
I think that's it. We know a lot, but not everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think then we could say to our listeners that we are back next Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I will be very happy to hear you next week again.
Oh, I have that with you too. So, yeah. Well, thank you already for listening to our, like, we have a couple of, like, listeners who always listen to us. So, thank you. And, yeah, it's time to say goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. To our listeners, and thank you for listening, and thank you that 200 people listen to us.
Yeah, that's like so cool.
Yeah, and yeah, have a nice Valentine's Day with your lovely friends, or with your partners, or with your family, or with your dogs, with your cats.
Yes.
And enjoy the day. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to agree with you. I hope everybody has a nice, a lovely weekend left. A good Valentine's Day with the one you love. And you will hear from us next Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Then goodbye. Yeah, goodbye, Clarissa.
Goodbye, Steffi. Talk to you later.
Okay.